Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care. Brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
So Dr. Scott Oliver, we're going to do a two-part series here dealing with the whole issue of nearsightedness, as you call it, myopia. I didn't realize that that is a serious problem that can really lead to more serious issues.
It can. Myopia, or nearsightedness as most people know it, is the inability to see things far away. And most people get diagnosed when they're in grade school because they can't see the board. And as they get older, they get more and more nearsighted. Anybody that is 30 or 40 years old can remember the times when they were a young kid, they put their glasses on. Oh, my God, those are leaves. I can actually see the leaves on the trees. And the older they get, the more nearsighted they get. And now myopia has been classified as an epidemic. It's a worldwide global epidemic where more and more nearsighted people are out there. Nearsightedness leads to higher risk for other things. Retinal detachment. You have a higher risk for retinal detachment when you're nearsighted. You have a higher risk of glaucoma. You have a higher risk of something called foveal maculopathy, and which is just a degeneration of the eye. Vision gets very, very poor.
With that being said, people are probably saying to themselves, I didn't ask for this myopia. I've got it. Is there a way that this can be controlled?
Yes. In the past, we've just controlled that with either glasses or contact lenses or some type of vision therapy or some type of surgical intervention like LASIK surgery.
But now there's some new technology on the horizon, and we're going to talk about that next week.
There is, and it's very exciting.
Dr. Scott Oliver, thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.